Hello and welcome to this revision podcast on human rights for your law exam. I'm your tutor and today we're going to break down section 3.5, focusing on the Human Rights Act 1998 and the European Convention on Human Rights. We'll cover the core concepts, look at some exam tips, and finish with a quick recall quiz. Let's get started. First, let's talk about the Human Rights Act 1998. This is the crucial piece of legislation that brought the European Convention into UK domestic law. It means citizens can defend their rights in British courts rather than having to go all the way to Strasbourg. The first major right you need to know is Article 2, the right to life. This is an absolute right. The state must not unlawfully take life, but it also has a positive obligation to protect life. A key case here is Osman versus UK. The rule is that if the police know or ought to know of a real and immediate risk to someone's life, they must take reasonable steps to protect them. Examiners love it when you mention the planning and control of operations, referencing McCann versus UK. If a police operation goes wrong and someone dies, the state must also conduct an independent investigation. Next is Article 5, the right to liberty and security. This stops the state from locking people up arbitrarily. It's a limited right, meaning you can be detained, but only under specific lawful conditions, like a lawful arrest. Then we have the qualified rights, Article 8, the right to private and family life, and Article 10, freedom of expression. These are often tested together because they frequently clash. Imagine a celebrity wanting to keep a scandal secret under Article 8, while a newspaper wants to publish it under Article 10. To restrict these rights, the state must show the interference is lawful, has a legitimate aim, and is proportionate. Always use that three-part test in your essays. Finally, Article 11 protects freedom of peaceful assembly and association. This covers protests and trade unions. Remember, the key word is peaceful. If a protest turns violent, it loses Article 11 protection. Now for some exam tips. A common mistake is treating all rights the same. You must distinguish between absolute, limited, and qualified rights. When answering a scenario question on qualified rights, always explicitly walk through the proportionality test. Don't just say it was fair, say it was necessary in a democratic society. Okay, time for a quick-fire recall quiz. I'll ask a question, pause for a second, and then give the answer. Ready? Question 1. Which case established the positive obligation to protect life from a real and immediate risk? The answer is Osman versus UK. Question 2. What are the three parts of the test to justify interfering with a qualified right? The interference must be prescribed by law, pursue a legitimate aim, and is necessary in a democratic society. That's all for today's quick review. Keep practicing those scenario questions and remember to apply the law step by step. Good luck with your revision, and I'll see you next time.